Monday at Reliance Stadium, the team got back to work after a bounce-back win over the Baltimore Ravens. Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison spoke with the media about Matt Schaub's leadership, the tight end group, as well as the wide receivers in Andre Johnson and Kevin Walter.
We think he's playing very well. I think he's organizing. He's managing the game very well. We put a lot on Matt's shoulders as far as getting us in the right place sometimes in a run game, organizing protections, obviously finding the open guy, going through his progression. So he's managed the game. He gets our guys going. I think he's stepped up leadership-wise. I think he's done a tremendous job. Well, I think Andre played very well yesterday. He went through just a little bit of a slump, I guess. Somebody called it a slump, but he's working his tail off every day. Kevin played very well yesterday. I think Kevin always will do what you ask him to do. It doesn't matter. He'll do the dirty work. He'll do the glamour touchdown, big play and a takeoff yesterday. Kevin's going to battle you every minute of the day. Well, OD is obviously, he's had a tremendous year catching the ball. He's hard for people to cover underneath, and we know that, especially with, having Andre outside and them having to work their coverage around him. So Owen's done a great job, and we're working him down the field. He does a great job in the seams. Obviously, Garrett's had a great catch yesterday. He's really coming up with plays. He does a great job on the line of scrimmage.
Defensive coordinator Wade Phillips had great things to say about the progress of Kareem Jackson, as well as the progress of Whitney Mercilus and J.J. Watt's impact on a defense.
Kareem Jackson played outstanding. He's... He's in the top of the league in interceptions. He's his man doesn't catch the ball very often. I mean, the things that we expect from J.J., he's done the same thing on the other side. We know he's been, he's going to be targeted a little bit more, although they've kind of gone away from that because they're getting back a nub. They keep throwing it over there, and he keeps making plays. So he's done good things in practice. He's a smart player. He's athletic. We know he's talented, just waiting for the bell to ring, the bell rang this week. But he's got a great knack for football. He plays football. Some guys can, they play hard or maybe they can whip somebody up front. But this guy, he sees the ball, knocks the ball down, makes tackles for losses that other people don't see that find the football as quickly. It's hard to do from a three-point stance from down on the ground. You don't see all the action back there, and you got to make really quick decisions, and he has a great knack for that.
Tight end Owen Daniels off to a great start in 2012, and it's no coincidence he's as healthy as he's been since his Pro Bowl season in 2008 and his start to 2009.
Yeah, I feel great physically. The coaches really took care of me during camp, getting days off here and there, and I think that's translating into feeling good now and hopefully later in the season too.
And finally, inside linebacker Brady James spoke about how the defense has had to kick things up a notch without Brian Cushing.
I wanted to definitely have a better rapport, to have more time with him. But now, you just pick up and try to pick up where he left off. And, the only way we can do that is by committee. And I think we have enough players to really do that.